Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I'm asking Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Lord, for watching over us, keeping us, Father God, protecting us all from danger, seen and unseen. Father God, we pray that you will be in the midst of this service, Father God. We're praying for our pastor. Continue to use him mightily, Father God, allow your Holy Spirit to hold him up as he brings this word. Help us to receive this word, Father God. Those that have called in, those who are listening by internet, Lord, we ask that you will be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. We're praying for the sick and the shut-in, Father God. We're praying for those who are bereaved, Father God. We're praying for those that are going through, Father God. Lord, we put our trust in you, for the scripture says to trust in the Lord always. And I can lean into thy own understanding. Then in all our ways to trust you, and you shall direct our path. So, Father God, help us to just stand on that word. Help us to trust in you no matter what we're facing. Help us to continue, Lord, to have an open mind to receive your word, Father God. We're never too old to learn, Father God. We're always learning each and every day, Lord. So we're thankful for the word. We're thankful that the lessons that Pastor teaches help us to meditate on that word, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. I hope we're still connected, brothers and sisters. Are you hearing me, Pastor? I guess. Hello.
Yes, Pastor. Yes,
okay.
Pastor.
Okay, great. Great. I I'm trying to get okay. All right. Well, praise God. Faith really is taking God at his word. And let me start by saying, don't cheat yourself. If you have been, stop it. Repent. So, Lord, going forward, I'm not cheating myself no more out of your good things for me. God have good stuff for us, okay? And I'm going to say this. The reason God made us image and after his likeness was to reproduce himself in us. That's why he made us, like God, like himself. God did this to reproduce himself in us. That's why he made gave us his mind. Why you think he gave us Philippians 2 and 5? Read that for us, Pastor. And then we're going to get started. But you got to have this understanding that, hey, man, that's things that you need to repent of, especially when you realize that, hey, God then gave you revelation knowledge. You've been doing it your way. You got to say, whoa, back it up. We got to do it God's way. God, you want me to be like you? Absolutely. He created us in his image after his likeness. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see God want to reproduce us or reproduce himself in us if we'll let him. We haven't been doing that. So it's time that the body of Christ do that.
Amen. Philippians 2 and 5 from the King James. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen.
See, why do you think he wants you to have his mind? I'm glad you asked. So he can reproduce himself in us. Every real father desires to reproduce himself in his son. The father's dream is to reproduce himself in us. That's the father's dream. So you got to understand that the new creation has received the nature and life of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we invite the Holy Spirit who has imparted to us this nature from the Father to come into our body and make a home within us. When the word talk about abiding, that's the Holy Spirit. God want to live in us. Then as we began to feed on the word of God, practice the word of God, live the word of God, build ourselves up on the word of God in us, it becomes genuine. The very genes of Christianity is being produced in us. The ability of God is being built up in us. And this is no theological view, people. This is the word of God. God himself into us through his word. So that our daily walk, we live like the master. Look how long we have lived beneath what God has called us to be. Remember Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Let's find that, Pastor. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Let me, as she find that, I'm going to tell you that God wants the eyes of our understanding to be open. Yeah. He wants us to be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance to us or the saints. He wants us to have that understanding, people. But in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Because God is reproducing himself in us. His righteousness is in us. His mind is in us. And we got to want that. We got to want to accept that. We got to want to receive that. As many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Read that at the Message Bible, Pastor Fudd.
Okay, Pastor. Ephesians 5:1-2. Watch what God does and then do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you, keep company with Him, and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was cautious but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of Himself to us. Love like that. Amen.
Amen. So to be a follower is to be an imitator. God expects for us to act like Him. Don't let these church folk and religious people and these narrow-minded people teach you any different. God wants you like Him. He wants you made in His image. He wants you walking in the perfectness. He wants you walking in His covenant.
Yeah.
He wants you to act. You know what? We are to be children of love. We are to walk in love as Christ walked in love toward the world. The Father so loved the world that He gave His only Son, which is Jesus Christ, so loved the world that He gave Himself. Now, I also love the world that I give myself. I give myself to people can see Christ in me, which is the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't allow my heart to grow bitter toward it. No matter what circumstances or persecution or things that have happened to me, I tell you, brothers and sisters, my past was only, I was only tested by my past. It didn't define me.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God defined me. I'm planning on and pressing toward being just like Christ on the inside.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So whenever I'm inclined to say, well, I'm wasting my time on this person, or I'm wasting my time, I always remember what Paul and Silas at the Philippi, that they had been arrested. Y'all know the story. He'd been arrested, and they had been they had been whipped, when you think about it. Their backs were mashed blood, flesh, open holes all over their body from being whipped. Matter of fact, the Bible said they even put them in the dungeon, their hands and their feet, and they had bind them. In the midst of that agony, in the midst of all of that physical abuse, because a lot of us time we go through physical abuse, and that's all we want to live on and tell the story. But listen, brothers and sisters, they prayed. And they sang a song. I don't know which one sang. I don't know which one prayed. But I can tell you this. They stirred up heaven that the Father so opened the jail. And He called the angels to go down and began to shake the jail. And He shook it until every brick had dissembled itself.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, how long shall we shake it? He says, shake it until every brick is disassembled. Shake it until Paul and Silas are free.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that same jailer that beat Paul and beat Silas, he was about to run. And Paul told him, do yourself no harm now.
Yeah.
But we still here. And because they knew, he knew if he let Paul get away, it was over for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he had gave himself up. And listen, brothers and sisters, that's what we got to do. We got to learn that, hey, God wants to reproduce ourselves in us. It doesn't matter what somebody did to you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Mm-hmm. Allow Christ to be reproduced in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you thinking Galatians 4:19, he says, my little children, whom I travail in birth, again until Christ be formed in you. Christ needs, God want to reproduce himself in us. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. God expects you to open up. Why you think he called you his little children? Why you think he identified with us?
Yeah.
Don't y'all make me preach today. Why you think he want to identify with us? He want us to identify with him. If he called you children, you ought to call him your parent. You ought to call him Heavenly Father. If he acknowledges us as his children, listen, brothers and sisters, the process of building Christ into our mind. I'm going to let Pastor read. I forgot how I read out of Galatians 4:19. Read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Galatians 4 and verse 19. From the King James. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Amen.
Yeah. Christ wants to be formed in us.
Amen.
And like I said, this is a process. When a woman, I never travail. Let me be clear. For those that I never travail.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been told when you're travailing, You get ready to bring forth something.
All right. Yeah.
That's why I know men can't have babies. You can get mad, I do not care. You don't want angry because you can't travail. I ain't trying to travail. That's a woman thing, okay? So just keep it clear. So, but if you take that as a lesson and learn that, that's what Christ want to do. He want to be formed in us. This is not going to be a miscarriage, okay? The process of building Christ into one, to me now, is a slow process. It makes Jesus man and woman out of us. See, we're created in Christ Jesus. That's the spirit. We're created in Christ Jesus. We are his creation. Until Christ is formed in us, the world cannot see anything but religion in us. See, Christ has to be formed. If you want people to see Christ in you, let Christ be formed in you. Other than that, all you're going to show him is a bunch of church stuff. Religion. Been there, done that.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God's which worketh in both to what? Do his good pleasure. Well, what is that? Make us like him. See, the Father's actually building his love life in us when you think about it. He's building his righteousness in us. He's building his strength in us. He's building his wisdom in us. Yeah, in our spirit. So years ago when I was, in a religious organization, that was back when, I had been doing a lot of evangelistic work, been teaching people, and all along God was teaching me that I was growing. He was showing me the difference between the natural and the spirit. He was showing me that there was two churches. There was the organized church. And there was the organism. The organized church was a bunch of rules and regulation. The organism was being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. But that's when God began to really show me that, hey, we're not to be like the world. Even though we're in the world, we're not to be like the world. Then the word of God became alive to me. And God allowed it to be just to grow in me. I began to grow spiritually.
Thank you.
You might be at a point in your life where I know this, I know that, yeah. You need to stop it. Stop it, I say. Humble yourself and repent from that foolishness and say, Lord, I want to do it your way. See, that's what repentance, mm-hmm. repentance is. It's really doing it God's way. And you'll be surprised. Mm-hmm. God wants you to be just like him. But he don't want you to be religious. So you got to remain faithful. And I'm going to be honest, y'all. I was fearful for a moment. I was. Mm-hmm. And I don't know because I didn't want to grow or I didn't want the knowledge. Or I was scared what people would say. And then I read 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace. Woo! A light came out. He said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, God said, you know, I want to reproduce myself in you. I want you to be like me, but you got to grow. If Jesus had to grow, and you, when you grow from something. You grow out of religion. You grow out of denomination. You grow from foolishness. You grow.
Yes.
God said, I want you to grow in grace. Don't worry about it. It's my favor. I'm going to give you favor. Who all know God to give you favor? Yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to let you grow in grace and in the knowledge. And, man, I'm going to tell you, that just woke me up. God wants us to have his knowledge. He wants us to have his wisdom. Grace means that love is at work. The Greek word means love gift. The Spirit longed for us to grow in the love life. Everybody don't want that. Everybody don't want to grow in God's kind of love. We too busy trying to do our own thing. See, life has the love, and please let me say it like this, the love nature that is in Jesus, God wanted to be in us daily. It should be our daily walk.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
And listen, brother, sister, I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that only as we yield ourselves to the lordship of love, to the lordship of Christ, to the lordship, that means master, ruler, controller, he'll never be able to build himself into us because we still put our own kind of bricks there.
Mm-hmm.
See, God wants his bricks in us. It's a spiritual house.
Amen.
Forget the past. Forget that stuff. Then God began to build you up. It is not knowledge of the scripture, but I may have verses and knowledge of the word, but that isn't what he's talking about. He wants to build his love in us. It is the word that is built into me and become part of me that counts. That's what really counts. How much of that you letting stay in you? Or how much of it you saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. But how much of it you letting penetrate in you? See, as I read the Pauline revelation, you become convinced, and I want to say convicted as well, that the ultimate of every one of his epistles is building Jesus' life in us, in us individually, collectively. We're being built up. That's his plan. Man, see it like that. That's God's plan. He planned himself because he planted himself in us. God didn't go on strike.
Thank you.
No, he's still working in us. I'm still a work in progress. God done spoke, him spoke it into existence. He did it before the foundation of the world. He said one day, Louis B. is going to be born, and I'm going to present my plan to him, and he's going to receive that thing, and he's going to begin to act on it.
Amen.
He's going to see that we must take Jesus' place. We must learn to act in his stead. We are now ambassadors. Yes, I'm being trained every day, training our spirit to be his actual representative on planet Earth. But actually, when you look at Colossians, it gives us an interpretation of the passion of the Father to make himself known to us in each and real way that we can enter into all of that riches. Woo! When the word riches there, that means a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
His riches are the fullness of his life that belongs to us. That belongs to you. You're not taking anything from God because you act like God. You're doing the things that Christ does. These works you shall do and greater works. When I think about the prayers of the Spirit through the lips of Paul, he said this over in Colossians 1 and 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's my prayer for somebody today, that you be filled with God's knowledge, not man's knowledge. Repent from man's knowledge, because they say, oh, do it like this. No, we're not doing it like this anymore. We're doing it the way God said to do it. How about that? Huh? We're going to repent from doing it man's way. I know, brother and sister, I done did everything from play church to speak in tongues man's way, to act like man, like I was really, I mean, I used to jump benches because I see other folks. So I'm trying to do it man's way. God said, repent from that garbage. Do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably pray in tongues as much as anybody on here, but I do it God's way. What is that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. I get somewhere and I pray and I build myself up on the Holy Ghost and I let the God in me. But believe me, brother and sister, when I talk to you, it's God's wisdom. I want to be filled with knowledge of God's wisdom. I want to be filled with his understanding. My desire that I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Because, see, I understand the word knowledge in the Greek. Can't pronounce it, but it means to be full of knowledge, completely exact knowledge. That's what it means. So God wants us to have his kind of knowledge. God is not a God of confusion. It's not complicated. Y'all probably don't listen to Little Jane, but she said, it ain't complicated. Rihanna Jane, she said, it ain't complicated. Don't make it complicated. Stop making it complicated.
But we should have
the kind of knowledge, for it is his revelation knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Holy Spirit who inspired it in our teaching. That's what we have. He has never left his position as an instructor. And I submit to you today, let the Holy Ghost be your instructor, not Beasley, not Pastor Bear, not evangelist. Not let the Holy Ghost be your instructor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if he's your instructor, he know how to talk to pastor. He know how to tell pastor what's going on. He know how to tell me. He know what's going on with me. He is here in my heart. And he's in your heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to let him operate. You can't operate.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God, let me tell you this, brother and sister. If you haven't prayed this prayer, pray this prayer. That you desire God's wisdom. You desire God's way of doing it.
Because
he longed to fill us with the exact knowledge of the Father. That's what the Holy Ghost wanted to do. He can only teach us what he's seen from the Father. Just like Satan can only, he sent his angels to only teach us what Satan had taught them. And that's deception.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't hard either if you be honest with yourself. But if you can't be honest with yourself, then the Holy Ghost can't do nothing for you. Because God is building his body right now. So you want to be filled with the exact knowledge of the Father, will and spiritual wisdom and understanding. It will be wisdom to use knowledge of this revelation in our daily walk.
Yes.
It would be wisdom Amen. To know how to use the statement of fact as well as the promises of the gospel. I shared with somebody on the other day, the Bible says until this gospel of the kingdom, they said, there's only one gospel. No. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, it's our gospel. We have a gospel. There's the gospel of St. Mark. And then Paul said there was other folks preaching other gospel. So put the brakes on stuff, brother and sister. Take a moment and say, time out. Let me see. You don't have to be fast to speak. Just be slow. That don't mean God knows who you are. I'm not trying to prove myself to nobody. But I do want to operate in truth. I do want to be correct. And when I make a mistake, I go and repent to God and say, Lord, I want to do it your way. See, I don't have all that pride in me. And thank you, Holy Ghost, for cleaning me, for detoxing me of that garbage. I just want to do the truth. I just want to do his will. I want his wisdom. And I know to do that, you got to humble yourself. Not to me. I'm going to humble myself. But humble yourself to God and say, God, I want your wisdom. It would be the wisdom to know that you are using God's knowledge, the exact wisdom. But God promised that. He promised that in the gospel. It would be wisdom to know how to make this message known in exactly God's way. We're not to have knowledge of his will in all wisdom, but spiritual understanding. But there is a deeper, let me say that one more time, there is a deeper insight into the very heart of God. And I'm going to let the pastor read this because I want you to think it's coming from me. But in 1 Corinthians, I think, 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, find that, pastor. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, this just might shed some light. This may throw some light on what I'm trying to get across today. We won't be too long. But in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, how that read, pastor?
Okay. Let's give me them both versions here, because that means... Let's see. There's the King James. First Corinthians 2 and 9 read, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ.
I need 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, where it talks about, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And that 10th verse reads like, but God hath revealed them unto us in his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. There's some deep stuff out there that God wants us to know and share. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it until you want the heart of God. You want God's knowledge. You want God's understanding. You want God's wisdom. Evangelist Sharon said something the other day. People, you got to forget all the wisdom, you know, the degrees you have and all of that, what all you went through so you could have this in front of your name, this alphabet in front of your name. You want people to know who, man, who cares, okay? Who cares? That ain't important. You would die with a bunch of alphabets in front of your name, and that would be it. Never knowing God. Never knowing the deep things of the Lord. And he wants us to be just like him. He wants to reproduce himself in us, not reproduce the world in us. That's easy. He wants us to He want to reproduce him in you and in me and in her. Then we can walk together.
Yeah.
In other words, what man knows the things of the spirit of man, except the things of man? That's who knows that. And if you want to know the things of God, you got to operate in God's spirit, not in your mind, but in God's spirit.
Amen. Amen.
See? But listen, brothers and sisters, I want y'all to hear this and hear well. God want this for you. He wants you to have his best. Not so you can get filled up and go in and start a church. God ain't with all of that. He wants you to know you are the church. He wants to reproduce himself in you.
Mm-hmm.
And stop looking at what everybody else doing and looking at what God has for you.
All right. Amen.
And like I said, you know, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have it entered the heart of man, the things that God has for you. So man won't teach you this. It'll have to come from the Holy Spirit. The Bible says they are revealed unto us today in the revelation through the Spirit, for the Spirit is able to search all these things, yea, the deep things of God. So, God got some deep stuff. And our recreated spirit is enable us to follow the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to search for the riches of his grace. You know, I started talking about the grace of God. So most of these riches are in the Pauline revelation. And I can give you a lot of scriptures, I'm not going to give you a lot of receipts today. I'm going to tell you this. In Ephesians 3 and 8, this will be the last one, it gives you a glimpse of where Paul, of where he was, what he said. He said unto me, am less than that of all saints is grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. These unsearchable riches belongs to us, but like they're like pearls, we have to search for them. They're not on top. You have to search for God's stuff, and you got to search with the right mind. You got to search with the right intention. Don't be going through the scripture, so I'm gonna slap pastor next time I see her. Don't be going with the scripture so you can run out here and I know more than Bishop this and say no. Those are all the wrong reasons.
Look
at garbage stuff.
Yeah.
You're searching the scripture so you can be like Christ. More like him every day. And then people see it. You don't even have to tell them. Because your what's going to come out, your mouth going to shock them. Going to shock them. Going to shock the world.
Yeah.
They're going to truly know. But I'm going to leave it there, and maybe tomorrow we'll pick up on that. Maybe over in Ephesians 3 and 8 or maybe 1 Corinthians 2 and 11. But we'll get into that. Tomorrow's Thankful Thursday. Well, who cares? We'll get into it. Anybody have any comments? Anything you want to share? Anything hit your spirit?
I just wanted to read that from the Message Bible, Ephesians 3 and 8. And it says, the message to people who had no background in God's way, I was the least qualified of any of the available Christians. God saw to it that I was equipped. But you can be sure that it had nothing to do with my natural abilities. And so here I am and writing about things that are way over my head, the inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. We might pick that up tomorrow right there. Listen, brothers and sisters, here this man recognized, I mean, I could give you a whole list of Paul's accolades, but he realized that didn't mean nothing. It was as dumb. It was doo-doo. Didn't mean nothing. He realized he shouldn't even be counted among the other saints. But he realized it was the grace of God that allowed him to see life in a whole different perspective. And that's what we got to come to. We have to. Stop trying to. Don't debate God. God loves you too much. When he said he wants you to be like him, you don't have to argue that. Just say, okay, Lord, not a big deal. We'll be like you, Father. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I'd rather be like you than be like TDJ. I ain't talking about him. I'd rather be like you than to be like Creflo Dollar. I don't care about them having this. I'd rather be like you than to be like Tyler Perry. Yeah. I'd rather have you than to have silver and gold. I'd rather be like that. Kirk Frank and the family. Yeah, I'd rather be like Christ, man. Because, see, I know one thing. Christ stuff is eternal. This stuff is temporary. Yeah. Me acting like pastor, that's just temporary. Me acting like Bishop Morton, that's just temporary. But when I start acting like Christ, I just stepped into eternity for real. The eternal way. I'm acting like God's children now. I'm finna act like one of his. So when I get to the doorstep of eternity, God said, yeah, I know you, boy. Come on over here. I built a new heaven and a new earth. Jump over there in that new earth. I got something for you. Jesus done prepared it for me. That's what he promised to do. He was going away and prepare a place. He said, I got a place for you right here. I got a mansion for you right over here. It's eternal. It's eternal into the glory of God. Yeah. Well, okay, brother. Anybody else? Press one. I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Hallelujah. Anyone else? And thank y'all for y'all patience. Sorry about the difficulties at the beginning. But, hey, it was all worth it. I was driving. Thank God I didn't get a ticket for trying to drive so fast. But, hey, I made it. Thank God. See y'all.